Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Some game overs go above and beyond in order to humiliate, shock, and downright annoy players to such an extent that only one word will form on our tongues, like a burning spear bursting forth, leaving us to scream at our monitors and screens, "What?" So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game overs that made you say, "What?" Number 8, SpongeBob SquarePants Super Sponge on the PS1. If there's one thing that you can pretty much expect, nay, demand from a SpongeBob SquarePants experience, it is silliness. No matter what the occasion, the setup of this show is that the central cast are going to have a wacky time and that all will end well no matter how crazy things may get. Therefore, you probably didn't ask for a heavy dose of clinical depression in a SpongeBob SquarePants video game. Yet, that's unfortunately what you're going to get from the Super Sponge title. Here, you're tasked with getting a present for Patrick, but should you fail in your mission, you'll be presented with a bleak ending and some truly disturbing imagery. Patrick will begin lamenting that he's alone and that nobody loves him and that all of his friends have forgotten his birthday. It's pretty grim, right? Well, it's not as weird as the fact that for some reason he's smiling while telling us this. That's right, he's reeling off feelings of loneliness while having a chipper smile on his face. It is beyond creepy, and it makes for a game over that is sure to leave you questioning what the hell you've just seen. Number 7, Friday the 13th for the NES. There's nothing quite like the brutal fashion in which the Friday the 13th video game for the NES dispassionately reveals its game over screen to the player, stating in no uncertain terms that you have failed, with the iconic words, "You and your friends are dead." It's so definitive that it's quite frankly stunning. However, what makes this ultimate cocktail of defeat and utter gobsmacking whatness is what has likely led you to this moment, as this LJN-produced horror title is an utter horror show when it comes to its gameplay. Play, obtuse objectives, weak as pinned on paper protagonists, and a Jason that will straight up box you to death in a manner reminiscent of Punch-Out, make this title a true chore to experience, and one that will leave you reeling at every turn. Round a corner, there's Jason looking to haymaker you into oblivion. On a boat, there he is again, acting like he's a bloody horror-themed hovercraft. And what do you have to fight him with? Oh good, some rocks. Seeing this game over screen is very likely to make you say, "What?" for so many reasons. Amongst which may well be, "What am I doing with my life? This game is utter garbage." Number 6, Goodbye Cruel Park Theme Park. I don't think that I've ever witnessed a game over as bleak and unfitting as that presented in Theme Park. Now, to be honest, for the longest time, I didn't even know that you could get a game over in this title and thought that the experience was all about just having a good time and maybe, I don't know, maybe sending some people to their deaths with roller coasters that launched them into the stratosphere. What? I was raised on The Sims. I've been bred to kill video game characters in weird ways. Still, if you do manage to screw things up royal, then you can be witness to one of the most disturbing endings possible, which sees the owner of the park basically do a denim renum from the IT crowd and just leap to their death. Now, the game tries to play it for laughs, and I use that with air quotes, by showing that the park owner then appears back on the windowsill, but still, the funeral march is being played, the grim atmosphere is still here, and the fact that all of this happens in the reflection of a picture of the owner's family, oh, it's all a bit much. Death by suicide being used for a joke in a game of this nature? What were they thinking? Number 5. Goemon's Great Adventure. Okay, so, what doesn't even begin to describe this one? If you're to ever hit the dirt in the outrageously enjoyable Goemon's Great Adventure for the N64, then you, the player, will be treated to a game over so utterly, downright, and insanely weird that it transcends the medium and should be printed out and hung in a gallery. It should be converted into its purest essence and sprayed like a perfume or ground down so that we can eat it, because this is so utterly bonkers that I want more of it. For you see, this game over here is of an overtly muscled and supremely oiled up devil flexing and posing while a luminescent game over text flashes above him. Oh, and by the way, there's an accompanying soundtrack of women moaning in pleasure, where you'll be praying that your significant other or parents can't hear this noise, as it's a screen that you'll want to stay on just to explore the weirdness. It turns out that you can even control his posing, meaning that this is an interactive pose-down orgasm simulator. How the hell can you not say what to this? Number 4. Every death in The Messenger. I absolutely adore it when games go that extra mile when it comes to making game overs feel like just more than placeholder screens informing you that you both sucked and died. The Arkham series, using its villains to poke fun at you as you lay gasping for breath, was inspired, and having Styx break the fourth wall to berate you with his barbs was utterly brilliant. You know what? I've covered both of these before a fair few times, so let's take a look at another example of this game over goodness. The Messenger is a gloriously beautiful and utterly engrossing retro platform, combining old-school difficulty alongside newer gaming mechanics in order to create a brilliant experience through and through. Its attention to detail is stunning, and the concept of death, it seems, didn't escape the developer's notice. Each and every time you die, Quarble, a being who rewinds time just as you're about to die, as long as you can afford his services, will step in and give you a verbal beatdown sure to leave you reeling. From calling you out for your mistakes, offering up some cheeky banter such as claiming that your death was great timing because it was his turn to buy a round, Quarble injects life and personality into death itself. What a top lad. Number 3. The Giant Launcher, Skyrim. I don't think that I can make a list of game overs that left you utterly slack-jawed without including this, as while it is definitely a moment that is memed to oblivion so much that it's become bloody Morrowind, nice little joke there, wasn't it? The giant launcher death in Skyrim still remains one of the funniest and most unbelievable moments in gaming history. I actively remember my first kissing the sky experience, and I'm going to detail it for you today. So I'd made an orc character known as Grubby, who wasn't all that fussed about stopping the end of the world and just wanted to live it up as best he could before the fiery apocalypse hit. So far, his adventures had taken him into dark, dank burrows where he'd found horrible beasts, dusty vampiric tombs, and even into the Thieves Guild where he'd learned how to borrow like a pro. All of this adventuring and purse snatching had led him to acquire a fair bit of wealth. And now, decked out in some resplendent armor and riding atop his noble steed, Big Barry, he set his sights on the horizon and said, "Are you ready for me, world?" Yes, it turns out, yes, it was ready for him, as not 2 minutes later, I'd come across a giant encampment and been launched into the sky like I was a carnival attraction going toe-to-toe with Brock f***ing Lesnar. What doesn't even begin to describe this? Number 2. Walking forward a bit. Kingsfield 4. Who would have thought that you could end up biting the big one in a video game just by walking forward a little bit? Well, such is the cruel trick that is played on those looking to try and best Kingsfield 4, which, and I kid you not, will send you plummeting to your doom not 10 seconds into the game if you're not careful. The adventure begins with you outside of a rather spicy looking establishment, with some lava to the left of you and a rock wall to your right. The only thing of note here is a small green weed-like plant on the ground. Now, as a hardcore gamer TM, you'll want to pick up that plant because it's green, and green in games usually means health. However, it's as the ground gives out from underneath you and you begin falling into the lava upon approaching it that you suddenly remember that this is a From Software title and they utterly hate you. So yeah, you can die just by walking forward, a game over that is sure to leave many first-time players yelling what in frustration and despair. Cool. And number 1, The Dance of Death, Quest for Glory 1. The common expression, dance on your grave, is often said when implying that you'll be happy when one person you legitimately despise dies. Yet, it's given a rather strange twist in the equally strange title, Quest for Glory. As you can imagine, since Quest for Glory is from the minds of Sierra Entertainment, the title is chock full of off-the-wall humor and incredibly silly comedy moments. And the ways in which you can meet your maker are almost endless. You can get bashed into a paste by an ice troll, get bounced on by a giant slimy sack that looks like it's from a discount boy in his blob ripoff, and of course, you can literally dance yourself to death. Partway through the game, the player's custom hero will encounter a ring of graves, with a ring of mushrooms within this. And as soon as you step into this ring, in rather odd fashion, you'll be immediately requested to dance. And you're now presented with an option, to either refuse, accept, or sheepishly mention that you don't know how to dance. And by either selecting yes or no, will actively doom your adventure as you proceed to bust a move under duress from the fairies that were residing within the ring until your heart gives out. The accompanying music and animation of your dance dance of death is utterly hypnotic and will only ever leave you shaking your head in disbelief at what you've just witnessed once the game over screen hits. What indeed.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.